Welcome back to the JV Speaks podcast. Yeah, it's been a minute. John, what happened? I mean, we were rolling pretty strong, and I think we just had a crazy busy year, man. But I think it's always good to be, you know, gentle with yourself and not stress yourself out. We did this podcast mainly because we just wanted to share information, and we kind of hit a super busy season, and some times went by. But we're back. We have three more powerful episodes coming up before we close out season two and close out 2022. So with that being said, today's episode kind of, I guess, hits home for John and I on a stance of just, you know, staying inspired on a daily basis. I think we're in an industry where, you know, we always get those people that come to us and they're like, how do you guys stay creative 24/7? How do you manage, like, you know, to always be in the flow and be creative and make videos? And, you know, a short answer to that is we're not always inspired. John, what are your thoughts on that topic?
I think it all comes down to not forcing creativity or inspiration. You know, I think that, you know, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about because life is a big ebb and flow. You know, it's not always sunny. There's sometimes rainy days. There's sometimes some clouds, you know, so it's taking those days and mixing it with the good ones, but understanding that, you know, you have to look at it from, you know, a wider perspective and understand, oh, today's a little tough for me to get moving. Well, let's look back at the past 6 months. Like, you were just in grind mode for, you know, so long. So, you know, yeah, being gentle on yourself, cutting yourself a little slack. But I think the biggest thing that I could say is that, you know, when inspiration comes, it suddenly strikes.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when it does strike, you run with it. I also think when you're feeling kind of a lull, the weather's changing, at least for people that live in the Midwest, you know how it is. Winter comes, it gets cold, everyone kind of hibernates, as they say. But I think it's an advantage to kind of tap back into kind of yourself, right? Like, personally, when I'm feeling, you know, not as inspired as I normally do, maybe middle of the year, summer, it's super hot out, I'm feeling good, I always think to myself, like, what did I do when I was younger? And this is personally just kind of what works for me, right? So when I was younger, you know, before anything, you know, any job existed, having to make money, you know, any work stresses and just day-to-day, you know, tasks, thinking those completely aside, what did I do? And that was, you know, I played. I was an athlete growing up. So, you know, in those moments that I'm feeling, you know, not as inspired, I kind of just like put that all aside. You know, I'm not going to work today. And you know, I find an outlet to kind of relive that childhood that made me happy, right? And now where I'm at in my life and, you know, the things I'm doing that do help that is, you know, I started playing ice hockey last year. It's been about 11 months now. I've been going strong at this one sport I'd never played, but to the core of it, it's competition. That's what got me thriving when I was younger. So to be able to get on ice, all your thoughts go away. You're just so present in that. And then the other side is kiteboarding for me. That really helped. And now I kind of rejoined back at a gym, you know, working out with my wife. And we're just kind of staying on a schedule that keeps us motivated, keeps us on, you know, a regimen that works. And what I always find that the more I do that, I guess the more I take time to play, the more excited I am to get back into my work. So it's kind of a weird balance, but it, for me personally, it works. I mean, John, what would you say works best for you when you're kind of just feeling, you know, not in the flow?
Well, for me, what happens when, you kind of hit that lull. Well, at first you realize that, you know, you've been going, going and going and going. Then when you stop, it's just this moment where you're like, whoa, I don't feel right, you know, or like something's not right. And so, you know, for me, I always look at that and it takes me a little bit to kind of catch it and to realize it. But then I go inward, you know. I think when for you, you're more extroverted in your like, even when you were younger, you know, you always played, you know, sports and you were very competition based. For me, I was very inward. I'm a musician, played music and did a lot of writing and stuff. And so for me, you know, when it's busy season, I'm not as likely to stay in my meditation practice or reading books or writing or playing guitar. But then all of a sudden, when all this space opens up, I'm like, okay, where do I turn now? Yeah, and for me, I turn to music. I do a lot of house projects. I like building things and kind of doing some renovations. I recently just finished building an ice bath. So the ice bath is took me like, I started it back in July. I finally just finished it just because I've been so busy. So now it's like, okay, cool. Finally have some time to work on some me stuff. And you know, at first, yeah, you feel a little guilty because you're like, oh, I'm not used to having this much personal time. But I think that's just the perk of our industry. And I think when you understand it, then you don't have to feel guilty about it. You know, have you ever felt that, Vince, where you're like, you're working so hard, and then all of a sudden you just have all this time for you, you know, like, oh, wow, I have time for me. Did you ever feel guilty about taking personal time?
Definitely. Definitely getting better at it, though. I think, you know, now kind of just getting married and you know, having a house to take care of, there's been always something, you know, a task always to do. But, yeah, you know, I love the job we chose to do. I'm very passionate about it. So, yeah, it definitely feels like you kind of got stabbed when things kind of slow down. But, you know, honestly, the last month or two, having some time off, I don't know, I personally started to like it more than and kind of being swamped. I feel like when you're super busy, it's great. You know, you're kind of just like running around crazy. You have this shoot, and then the next day you're prepping for this shoot to prep for a shoot in 2 weeks. It's like, I don't know. I think when you look at like your business, you always want to make sure, A, you're doing the work you love. You know, you're going down the lane you wanted to go. And I feel like when you're super busy, it kind of, you have really no time to sit back and think like, is this the right work I want to be doing? So these last 2 months for me, kind of being, you know, more in the backseat, kind of closing up a lot of big projects that we've had and, you know, in production and wrapping everything up, I've kind of opened up a whole new like headspace to just like, I don't know, re-strategize JV, you know, do some back-end stuff like updating a website, you know, getting the reel together. I think having time off and having that balance really allows you to see things from a bigger picture than just like being so lost in the work. I remember when I was younger, when we were like back in Chicago, I remember just like being super busy was like seen as like being super successful. And of course, yeah, people see that. And from an outside perspective, of course, it's going to look like that. But I think the more you can kind of, you know, be busy, even when it's not for a client, be busy for yourself. That's when you start to really find the things in your business that, you know, maybe you didn't have the time to look back on. I mean, I know we have some exciting things that we'll be touching on in the last episode about looking ahead. I won't get too far ahead. But, you know, seeing where 2022 has come, I'm super proud of kind of where what we did this year. And, you know, I'm going to take quarter four to kind of just, again, take on projects that we want to do, but also just take some time to play, take some time for family, holidays, not be guilty. And what always happens is it comes back full circle. It comes back tenfold. Like the more time you give to yourself, you know, clients, it's just like, it's a whirlwind.
Yeah. I mean, I think it all comes down to filling your cup, you know, and speaking of filling your cup, before I get into that, what are you sipping on over there?
All right, now this episode is sponsored by, actually fueled by Yerba Mate Enlightenment, currently sipping on a cold, tall can. What about you? I see you got a little coffee cup.
I got a little chai latte from Forte.
Nice.
So that's kind of what's filling my cup this morning. But on the big picture here, by the way, I love Yerba Mate. It's amazing. What's filling my cup recently is introspection, you know. But if you you think about your year and you don't have this time to refill and like get your spirit in line, our season is going to kick back up, and you know, we got some stuff coming up in February already. It's like, if you don't have that time to refill your cup, you know, like for me, I'm like, how are you going to keep going, you know? And I think, you know, as I get older in life and I have a family, I have a kid, you know, there's a lot of balance, you know, like giving to yourself, I think, is huge, you know, and something I've actually been doing, and I encourage everyone listening to do it, is visualizing goals. Something I did way back in the beginning of JV was I did a dream board. And I, you may have done one with me, but this is something I've done through my meditation practice. And it's the idea of sitting in meditation and writing out, you know, what you want to bring into your life in a week, in a day, in a month, in 10 years. And then you write them all down. And then what I do is I'll go and I'll find images that correlate with what I wrote down. So I recently had a minute and a moment to, you know, I had a lot of change come up in my life. So I had a cork board that was filled with pre-production sheets that are now done. So I threw them all away. So I'm looking at an empty cork board and I'm looking at an empty whiteboard because I've moved everything digitally. And so I'm like, okay, well, what can I fill this with? And so, you know, I visualize and I put on there my goals and my aspirations and my dream car and my dream house and things that I work towards. Because I think, you know, just like when you go hunting or you're doing target practice, how do you know what you're aiming at if there's no target? And so I think that's on a personal level, that's important. And also on a business level, it's important. If me and you don't have the time because we're just in the weeds working and working and taking gigs left and right, going and going, but we don't have a target that we're aiming at, well, then you're getting pulled that way, I'm getting pulled this way, and our target's in front of us. And you know, taking that moment to dial in and being patient, I think that's the whole idea of, you know, the benefit of taking a little time to just slow down and recalibrate, you know?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head of that. Now, I feel like, I remember back in the day when early JV days, you did that vision board, and looking back, it's like we hit it all. You know, we hit we put a goal amount that we wanted to, you know, in revenue we wanted to hit. We wanted to get a space, all that. I remember that day you did it, so I'm excited because I'm not gonna share what's on your board now, but I personally saw it in, all good things, you know, and I know they will come with time, but I don't want to, you know, jinx. But I think a lot of it's just like, you know, you need time to really speak those ideas into existence. And I think, you know, it's fun to kind of bounce off people. It's fun to shoot for the stars and really just kind of like say things that like you think are so far out of reach, but like chances are they will come with time. So, yeah, no, I think it's just important. I think as we learn more about just this industry and how it works, it really is, I feel like a cycle of life, at least for us, for JV. It's like, you know, as the warmer weather hits, you know, people feel better. They're inclined to feel creative, but it's like, how can we stay creative in these months that just feel slower? The world's slowing down, the leaves are falling, the trees, you know, it's like, there's still beauty even though everything's dying. And so it's like, for me, I personally have been chasing just balance, life, you know, like I am more active than I ever been since high school. And I remember when I lived in Chicago, you know, all I did was work. And I still love that grind. I love driving into Chicago and you hit off the skyway, you feel this pulse of like creativity, but to be so removed from that scene and to see like when we lived in Chicago, I remember like, I just like didn't do any, like I like to look back at how active I am now in sports I'm involved in. I'm going in the water, I'm on the ice rink, I'm in the gym. Like to look back, I'm like, what did I do in Chicago when I was not working? And I'll never forget. And those, if you are listening, like remember we did that JV Studios volleyball team, which oh, yeah. Chicago Sport and Social, yeah. One of our clients, we signed up for like a winter just to keep the crew morale high. We did a winter volleyball group. And it was a winter thing, and I'll never forget. It was like every Monday we played up north, and it was like just the best. Like cool. Everyone had so much fun, you know. All these creatives that are doing their awesome stuff. Like we put on the high shorts and high socks.
You got second place.
Yeah, you know, and we showed in, and like that sense of competition, like it raised morale so high that I feel like everyone was just so recharged. And you know, I just encourage people that maybe, you know, they have it inside them to seek, you know, seek outside just the job you're doing, you know, because it will, like, it'll fulfill you in ways that are just, it's not just for your job. And then I think in turn, you're excited to get back to your job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a good quote is, you know, when life gets hard, push harder. You know, when things get tough, push harder, you know, lean into the things that you love, you know. Something I've been really leaning into is faith, you know. My faith has grown tremendously, and it's just understanding that, like, Yeah, when things get tough, that you just got to keep pushing, and you know, and diving deep inwards and figuring out what works. And yeah, and if you're a competition, like if that's something that speaks to you, that's amazing. But there's other things too, you know, like cooking and carpentry and, you know, reading books and writing. And so I think it really all depends on how each person is wired, you know? Because for me, like, I personally know competition doesn't push me as much as it pushes you, you know? What really pushes me is it's kind of unwinding my mind, you know? I really just keep going to that because I love it. Vince, question I have for you, because I've definitely seen a big change for you, especially since you've been married and since you've been kind of balancing out yourself more, like, what does, like, a positive mindset or, like, even positive affirmation, self-talk, like, the way that you speak, what does that mean to you?
I mean, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you always told me growing up, like, you are your thoughts, you know? So it's true, like, what you say, you will become. So if you are, you know, oh, I'm uninspired, I'm on this, you'll just continue to be uninspired, right? So I think words are powerful, and I realize them the more, I think, as I'm getting older. And just the words you use to others, I think there's a certain language of just, like, how to kind of get what you want in the right way, but also, you know, being a better listener. I think that's something I'm always pushing for each and every day. But to kind of go back, you know, staying positive is just something, it's not easy. And I think it's tossed around like it is, like, oh, I'll just stay positive. And I've thrown it around to my partner. And but it's so easy to get in your head. You know, I always like to think that, you know, everyone is pushing for other people's greatness, but sometimes it kind of comes across, it can come across as envy, jealousy, bitterness. Maybe you see someone doing something or saying, maybe you see someone from the outside that looks busier than you, right? And it's easy to get in your head, you know, I'm a failure, or I'm not as busy, or man, they passed me, competition, you know? I've been there, you know, and I still get there where you get in your head, maybe you're on Instagram, you get lost in a wormhole, checking other people out, and you just see them grinding and you're like, man, like, we're failing. But just telling yourself, like, hey, you're on your own journey. You're on your own path. And I think, John, you've always kind of engraved that in me, is just like mindset's everything. And even our one good buddy from Nashville, Blaine, you know, going back to what he always says, you know, be a light. Be a light to people that, you know, otherwise they need to be brightened. I mean, John, I know you could probably speak more on that, but.
Yeah, I mean, in a dark room, one little piece of light can illuminate it, you know? And so I think, you know, the world is filled with a lot of darkness. It's filled with a lot of envy. It's filled with a lot of judgment and jealousy. And, you know, it's difficult to be a light. It's a challenge to be a light, you know? And so I think that, you know, taking that medicine of, like, you know, when life gets tough, or when you even talk about, I mean, forget going, you know, being so wide, let's bring it inward into our own mind, you know, like, your mind gets dark, you know, seasonal depression, it's here, welcome. And just understanding that all you have to do is just get a little light, a little positivity, a little hope, some gratitude. You get that, you turn that switch on and turn off everything else of the lower vibrations, the negative words, the self doubt, the lack of confidence, you know? And, you know, you're sitting there and maybe you're finding yourself scrolling on social media. Maybe you've found yourself in a wormhole and you're on social media and you're listening to this podcast, right? It happens. It happens to me all the time. You know, I'm not perfect, but maybe this right here after this podcast, you get up and you go do it. You know, you wanted to go and run that mile, go do it. You wanted to go do 50 pushups, go do it. You wanted to go and, you know, enjoy life and go for a walk, you know, just do it.
Yeah. I think setting mini goals and little victories add up too. Just to kind of build to the inspiration. because, I mean, if there was someone out there that felt inspired every day, we'd have to make sure they're human because it's so common. But I think it's okay to just not be inspired, to not feel moments of inspiration, but to still have a positive outlook. You know, like, there's that's why we're called artists, you know? It's like, you know, there's people that you need time away from the art to get back even harder into the art, you know? And so as we close this episode up, really just want to kind of get the message across, like, does inspiration strike 24/7, 365 days a year? Not for me, John. I mean, for you?
No.
You know, I mean,
I wish. But also, yeah, it's the balance of it, you know? Darkness needs light. Light needs darkness. Busyness needs calmness, you know?
And I think, you know, as a takeaway is like, when you, maybe if you are feeling not completely inspired, or you're just not in the zone, I guess, or in the flow, as we call it here, it's all right. Take some time for you. Reach out to people that bring you back into that flow. If it's mentors, you know, I actually recently reached out to someone, a director that I constantly stay in touch with, and we're actually speaking today. Just catching up, you know, seeing what he's been working on, and vice versa. And it's really just to kind of stay in the flow and hopefully gain some inspiration from the conversation, right? I think there's something about just being, you know, honest with yourself and not just being hard on yourself. But on that note, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We got two more episodes left for you for season two. Thanks for riding this journey with us and being patient. I know we had a lull on the latest episodes, but again.
Yeah, it's all a flow. So you guys have a great day and continue to be that light.